Leading the news this morning, right-wing power broker Senator Mark Abib says he hopes his decision to quit will help heal the Labor Party. Senator Abib is quitting the ministry and leaving Parliament in the wake of the leadership battle. He was one of the architects of Kevin Rudd's demise as Prime Minister in 2010. A new report says governments will have to spend at least $10 billion to stop the decline in dental health. A national dental review has found dental health is going backwards, with oral disease among children creeping up again after dropping in the 1970s. A gunman has opened fire in a high school cafeteria in the United States, killing one student and wounding four others. Students had just arrived at the school in Ohio when the shooting happened. Police have arrested the suspected gunman after he fled the school. The European Union has agreed to impose further sanctions on the Syrian government. It'll freeze the assets of the country's central bank and impose travel bans on another seven of the president's close associates. Cargo flights from Syria will also be stopped. A cruise ship belonging to the same company as the one that ran aground in Italy is in trouble. A fire on board the Costa Allegra has cut power to the ship. It's now drifting off the Seychelles in the Indian Ocean. More than 1,000 people are on board and are all safe. The Costa Concordia crashed into rocks last month, killing 25 people. Seven are still missing.